good morning to you from the sports team. We start this morning off with cricket. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins go into the break unbeaten after a match-winning 59 not out from Ethan Bosch at number 8. Helped them to a nail-biting one wicket victory over Western Province in the four-day series. And chasing 218 at Newlands, the Dolphins were in deep trouble at 131 for 6 overnight. But Bosch and youngster Ngobani Mokoena steadied the innings with a crucial 44-run stand. And Mokoena's 23 laid the platform for Bosch, who sealed the win with 6 to finish on 59 not out. And then the Proteas women faced log leaders Australia in their final World Cup group match in Indore in India today. Both countries have already qualified for the semi-finals along with England and India, but the final standing will only be confirmed after tomorrow's encounter between England and New Zealand and India and Bangladesh. Now, the first semi-final on Wednesday will be decided between the countries ending first and fourth on the log, and the second on Thursday between number 2 and number 3. Now, today's match between the Proteas and the Aussies, it kicks off at 11:30. And then in rugby news, the Glasgow Warriors powered past Vodacom Bulls 21-12 last night to claim the top spot for a short while in the United Rugby Championship. Now, the Bulls took a 12-7 lead early in the second half following a try from fullback Willy LaRue. However, the game swung dramatically in the final quarter with the Bulls down to 14 men after a yellow card infringement. Glasgow secured a crucial penalty try, followed by a close-range score from Nathan Macbeth, sealing a hard-fought victory as the Bulls finished their European tour with a defeat. And then closing off with football, Manchester boss Pep Guardiola shrugged off suggestions his team are flying under the radar in Premier League title talks and jokes that he doesn't have a crystal ball.
Well, in the first three games, yeah, for sure we are out, and Liverpool is already done, and now it looks like Liverpool is done. I know that all the pundits, all the specialists, the former players, they know everything is going to happen after 5 games. I'm not able to do that.
With champions Liverpool losing 3 games in a row and Arsenal's strong form have been hogging the headlines, City have quietly won 3 successive matches. Now they are in action tomorrow against Aston Villa. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.